Verse 13, and the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? You see that it was all right for Peter to go to either table. He could sit down and eat kosher or the other. But when he'd been eating at the Gentile table, and for fear of these brethren, he comes in and goes back. What he's saying is this. He's saying in substance and by act, he's saying that Gentile table is wrong. Friends, if it wasn't wrong in his thinking, he would have eaten there. But he didn't. And he's saying the Gentiles ought to all come over and eat at this other table. And that's wrong. Paul said in Christ, we have liberty. You can either eat meat or not eat meat. And that's the important thing. You know, there's so many people today, Christians, I think they're sincere. They try their best to put you through their little wicket gate. Well, I guess I'm rather stubborn. I always say to these folk, if I got to come through your little wicket gate, I'm not coming. I have a liberty in Christ. And that liberty is that He's my Savior. He's my Lord. I'm accountable to Him. And He, by the way, may I say, I think He's a real dictator. I tell you, He wants me to bow to Him, and I'm going to bow to Him because I love Him, and I want to serve Him, and I'm not interested in your little wicket gate. Oh, what a tremendous thing this is right here. Our greatest opposition to the gospel today are these people that try to push you through their little wicket gate. I have no objection to people today that feel like that they should not eat certain meats. That's all right, but for goodness sakes, give me the liberty also of eating those things that you don't want to eat, because I'm not much at eating pork myself. I think you're better off if you don't, but that's a health matter, not a religious matter at all. Well, when these brethren came up, Simon Peter, he beat it back to the kosher table, sat down with these brethren rather sheepishly, and Paul saw what was taking place. And Paul says here, verse 14, and I back up to read that again. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Now, what he's saying is simply this, that this man, when he left the Gentile table and went back to the kosher table, he's saying that that Gentile table is wrong, or he wouldn't have left it. He's saying that the kosher table is the right one, and he goes back from the liberty that we have in Christ to a legalism, actually, to Judaism again. Now, the nature of the rebuke that Paul gave shows, first of all, the inconsistency of law-keeping. You see, if it was right for Simon Peter to live as the Gentile believers live, why should he desire the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? And that's what he's saying when he went back there. Now, if Gentile living under grace apart from the law was good enough for Simon Peter, was it bad for the Gentiles themselves? Well, it's like that song, the old-time religion. If it was good for Paul and Peter, it's good enough for me, friend. And it is the liberty that we have in Christ. Now, if Simon Peter was free to live outside the law, was it not lawful for the Gentiles to do the same?